Whew. How to begin this podcast? Well, I don't know, Anna. This is one that caught my eyes when I read the features and the headlines about this lady. I said to you, didn't I? We've got to speak to Fiona. And you said to me, I know Vicky, her consultant.
Oh, I was so excited. Like, you know, when it comes up, you're like, oh my God. And Vicky sent me a message, do you know? And I was like, do I know what, Vicky? We were like talking in code. It's so exciting and so inspiring. So I cannot wait to get this conversation started.
Yeah. However you're listening today, whether you're out popping your headphones on, your trainers on, going for a walk around the block, maybe. Perhaps you're just about to jump on the treadmill or you're driving to work. I think this is going to be one you want to listen to all the way through to the end. But let us welcome our guests, Fiona and Vicky. Welcome to the Slim World Podcast.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Great. And so can you guys tell us, where are you from and how do you know each other? Maybe I'll throw that to you, Vicky. Where are you? You are a consultant, I suppose we should share first. Where are you and how do you know each other?
So I run the groups in Bexley Heath, which kind of borders Kent and South East London. And Fiona is my member, and she has been since 2018. And she's my member, but we are great friends now after all this time as well.
Wow. And it sounds like Vicky has been a big part of, I guess, witnessing and holding your hand in what's been a crazy few years of a transformation, Fiona, as a member.
Yeah, absolutely. Vicky's been there through it all. The good times, the bad times. She's seen me cry a lot. But she's always been there just supporting me and raising my spirits. And she's just always believed in me when I just didn't even believe in myself. So she's been fantastic. I couldn't have done it without her. And as she said, we have become very good friends.
Yeah. And it's now me, the one that's crying, watching Fiona with all of her achievements. I'm just the one that's now crying. And she's just so calm and cool, like a cucumber, honestly.
I'm just taking it all in my stride at the moment.
I mean, for those who don't know the headline, you are the Greatest Loser 2026 and have lost a staggering 20 stone. And yes. How many pounds?
11 and a half,
there you go, yes.
So you've got what we've actually, in the last year, Anna, we've spoken to a few people who've either been on the cusp or have just got this mythical Club 50 certificate, which means that you've lost more than 50% of your body weight. Certificate? I've got that right. Certificate, no sticker. Yes, we're not going to enter into that controversy again. We launched potentially a little bit of a fire going on there, Fiona. What did you do with that certificate when you got it?
That certificate is in a frame in my front room on the shelf so that everyone that comes around can see it. And I'm just really proud of it.
Yeah.
Very proud.
And getting greatest loser of the year, how do you feel about that? I mean, does it, you know, I guess, is it the icing on the cake of the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have won it a few times just in my group itself. But then when I was told that I had won it nationally, it's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. I mean, there's so many amazing people out there losing weight and having amazing weight losses. But to know that I'm the greatest loser for Slimming World, it's a dream come true. It's something I've always strived for, and Vicky knows that I've always wanted to, you know, be able to get to a point where I get into one of these competitions and win it. And but when you actually do it's surreal, proper surreal.
I mean, the courage it takes, you know, Claire and I have lost like 4 or 5 stone, which is an awful lot of weight, and we know the effort and the courage and the determination that's taken. But to do that like 4 times over almost, I mean, how do you keep going? Because there's got to be days when you think, oh, can't do this today. Like, take us through this? How have we got to here to be Greatest Loser 2026?
Yeah, like it hasn't always been straightforward. I've had times where, the scales don't go the way you want it to, or life just gets in the way, and you just think, oh, I just don't think I can do this anymore. I think I've gone as far as I can go, and yeah, and then I sort of think to myself, but you know what? I've come this far. I'm not going to stop now. I know what I want. I know who I want to be. And the one thing that sort of really resonates with me is that I never, ever want to go back to the life that I was living before I lost all this weight. So many good things have happened to me, for me, since losing weight. And things just keep getting better and better. New opportunities, new adventures, and yeah, that just gives me the motivation to want to keep going all the time.
Oh, I mean, that is amazing, isn't it? And I think the thing that really stood out to me was, like you say, this transformation of where you came from and where you are now. I mean, when we saw the feature when it first talked about your story, it said that phrase of I was a prisoner in my own home. You were a recluse. You know, you were really lonely. I mean, can you take us back to what that was like in those days?
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. I just didn't want to go out. I didn't want anyone to see me. And sometimes when I had been out, I'd have just like random members of the public, they would call me names, or I'd see people pointing, or and it just I didn't want to be put in that situation. It made me feel awful. So I would just it was just easier and better for me to just stay at home. But now you can't really keep me in. I'm just always out and about, and yeah, I've got a good social life, and I like, yeah, I just like being around people now. I'm a real people's person. I was obviously always there, but just didn't have the confidence to do it.
Gosh, I guess Vicky, you must have seen that confidence grow in Fiona as her consultant. Can you remember when Fiona first came through your doors and when you guys first met?
I can, I really can. And when I first met Fiona, she was so shy, so quiet, and she didn't really say much at all. And she only trusted me to weigh her on scales for a short time when she first started. And she slowly learned that she could trust me and the social team and the whole group. And she slowly come out of her shell, and she started to gain more and more confidence in group and would be joining in and talking. And she was racking up the awards quite quickly, and everyone wanted to talk and hear from her. And it just naturally happened. And she became part of my social team. And Fiona's the way lady, and everyone loves Fiona in group. And to see her transformation over the years just grow, I just think it's like a flower just opening up almost. And she's just like the brightest flower now in the vase. She's just done amazing. And yeah, she just loves life now, don't you? Just always going out and like say living life now, and a very present parent, and just done amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like I did say that I felt like I just existed before, whereas now I am actually living, and that's just amazing. And like since doing all this, I've found a lot of pictures from when I was at my biggest, pictures that I completely forgot about, and I show people now, and they are like, "That's not you. It doesn't even look like you." But even me myself, I don't recognize myself. I was like, "Oh my God, was that really me?" It's just unbelievable. It's just, yeah, completely unbelievable. Just such a different person. Completely changed my life.
I've printed all the photos off of Fiona to take into group tomorrow and put them all on boards. And I was looking at them and reflecting earlier, and she literally looks 20 years younger.
Thanks.
Honestly, like it's just it is a different person. I would say it looks like an older relative of yours, like in the photo. You can see the resemblance, but it is a completely different person.
Yeah, Oh, thank you.
Do you know, I was just sat here thinking, you know, if you're like a new member or you're someone struggling in group, having someone like Fiona on the scales who totally gets it, who's done it, I'm just thinking that is just so much inspiration. Like, do you know what? I can deal with anything because if Fiona sat there and she's been through it, I can almost like see myself getting through it. I bet your group are like tapping you up for the recipes, for the activity ideas. Like, has group been a real foundation and a real kind of, I guess, armory for you in this journey? Have they helped you a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, how can I put this? When I walk into group, I feel like a celebrity. Everyone is just so happy to see me. And then we have the older members that maybe have left and then come back, and they're like, I didn't even know it was you. Like, yeah, like everybody all the time is asking for help and advice. And how do you do it, Fiona? We can't even lose half a pound. Like, how do you do it? And they're looking for advice and inspiration and yeah, recipes. Yeah, when we talk in group about, have you cooked anything different this week? And then I try and share a few bits and pieces, a few pointers. What do you do, Fiona? What's your go-to? What free food do you have that you can, eat? And then I just give them pointers and let them know a big love of mine is boiled eggs. Love a boiled egg. Love a bit of chicken.
Do
Just.
you love a bought boiled egg though? Because I have this thing, you know, like if you go to a shop and they're there with the spinach, they're not the same as the ones you've done at home. Are you a girl that buys a pre-done boiled
I
egg?
don't buy pre
I don't.
anymore. I'm sorry, I can't do it. They don't
Thank
taste
you.
like eggs.
They
I'm
don't, and
pretty
they
sure I could
smell
bounce them off
bad.
the walls.
You've heard it here, guys. To lose 20 stone, boil your own eggs. That's the
Absolutely,
key.
that is the key. That is the secret.
Yeah, well, listen, this is you could I can just see a wave now on social media of everybody being like, boil your eggs, this is what the greatest loser's done. Love that.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like your eating habits, I mean, undoubtedly they have changed, but Claire and I often talk about how we've learned to cook, we've learned about nutrition. Is that something that happened for you in this journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So before Slimming World, I couldn't cook. I couldn't even cook a boiled egg, to be perfectly honest. I couldn't. Like my freezer was just full of convenience foods. It was, I do an online shop from Iceland and get all the frozen food and, just bung it in the oven and that was dinner. Or I relied a lot on takeaways. I loved a takeaway. All these things that were no good for me and obviously led to the weight creeping up and creeping up. But once I joined Slimming World and I went through the books and slowly by recipe, it was good because obviously you had the magazines and they gave you recipes and they told you how to cook it. And I literally, Slimming World taught me how to cook. Yeah,
Came
I
out of
just
its
couldn't
own,
do it
didn't it?
beforehand.
Yeah. My favourite book is Take Five because it's got pictures and only five ingredients. And I'm like, that is my fail-safe because it shows me how to do it. Like, but it is understanding. Like, if you come into a weight loss journey, for so many of us, we didn't learn that in school. We may not have come from families that cooked. And actually, what you learn in group, what you learn from your consultants and online, is those tricks is how to cook, how to make food for your family and friends. So it's more than just like a weight loss club, isn't it? It's actually like a learning hub too. That's what I like to think.
Absolutely, yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. Yeah, definitely. And it also taught me, you don't, I used to think that I would need a big takeaway or I would need 10 bags of crisps to fill full up and satisfied. But obviously Slimming World completely changed my mindset on that. I know now that there's so many free foods that are actually nutritious that I can fill up on, that are good for me. And, are on plan.
Win-win.
Wow. I mean, isn't that so different? Because I know at the beginning of your journey, you were faced with a choice, weren't you? Your GP, in an appointment said that they would recommend you go for a gastric bypass and you were on a waiting list for that. What was that process like? Because we hear about whether people go down that route of surgery or perhaps even weight loss medication, but you decided not to do do that and you found Slimming World and that was the thing that worked for you. What was that like in terms of the choices that you had at that time?
Yeah, so how that actually happened was, it was actually me that approached the GP. I tried lots of other diets, and I was at a stage where I just wanted to change. I couldn't deal anymore with being so overweight and being such a recluse. And I just wanted to get a life, basically. So after trying so many different things, I thought to myself, gastric bypass to me seems like my only option now. So I approached the GP and asked them if I could be referred, which I was. And then I was seen by a consultant. They accepted me. They said, yes, okay, we will do a gastric bypass. However, you need to lose 3 stone before we will do it, because we need to show that you are committed to losing weight. So I remember coming out of there actually feeling really deflated, because all I was thinking was, I've tried every diet. I've tried everything. How am I going to lose 3 stone? But anyway, I went home and got straight on the internet, was having a flick through, like, is there something I've missed? Is there something I haven't tried? And that's when I came across Slimming World. And I was reading other people's stories. I was reading a bit about how the plan worked, and all I was thinking was, I haven't tried it, let's give it a go. So that's when I contacted, that's when I found Vicky's group and worked up the guts to go there. And yeah, it just all went from there, really. And oh, I just remember standing outside and just being so scared. I was petrified. I mean, I know it's a slimming group, but in my head, all I was thinking is, what if I'm the biggest person there? Like, and I know that I'm there to lose weight, and I know everyone else is there for that reason, but still in my head, I just couldn't work up the courage to walk through them doors. But I did. I took my mum along with me. She came with me to support me. She helped me take that first step through, and I did. And I've never looked back since. As soon as I got in there, everyone was just so lovely, so welcoming, put me at ease. And obviously then sat down, had a chat with the consultant, went through the plan, and more or less straight away, I don't know what it was, something just ticked. And I just thought, actually, this might actually work. And I literally went home, I did a first shop, and I just got straight into it. And it was, I don't want to say it's easy, because it wasn't, it was a big, massive change for me. But it just seemed to all fall into place. I just can't put it into words. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, like I slowly started following, I started following the recipes. I started learning how to cook, paid more attention to being aware of what I was putting in my mouth, following the plan, filling up on free foods. And week by week, I think the first lot of weight came off quite quickly. And I just couldn't believe it, because I tried a lot of different diets and nothing else had worked. So for this weight to be coming off this easy and still eating, and enjoying lovely meals that I would normally buy, convenience meals, microwave meals, like spaghetti bolognese. And I was able to make a curry that I didn't feel guilty for eating. And then I got to the 3 stone mark. And then it was more or less around that time, actually, the consultant called me to say, the consultant called me and told me that as I'd lost the 3 stone, they was able to offer me a date. And at that point, I had to make a decision. Do I go for the gastric bypass, or do I just stick with what I'm doing? And I decided to stick with Slimming World. I felt that I'd finally found something that was working for me. I didn't want to have medical intervention if I really didn't need it. And I had quite a lot of self-belief in myself at that point. So I thought, you know what, V, you've got this. You can do this.
And 21 stone, almost lighter. You're
Yeah.
like here now, like I did this. In your wildest dreams, though, did you walk in that night and think, 21 stone, here I come? Or was it like you took it one mountain at a time?
Yeah, no, obviously in my head I always thought, okay, right, I've got like 21 stone to lose. But I couldn't think of the bigger picture. I never think of the bigger picture. I always break it down, always, because if you do, I don't know about anybody else, but I just get really overwhelmed. And then that's when it could all potentially go wrong. And I think, oh, I'm never going to get that. I'm never going to get that. Like, who can get 21 stone? Who?
You can.
You know, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can. Absolutely. But at the time, yeah. So no, I literally half a stone at a time. I think that's what's the good thing about having the half a stone certificates. It's not a massive sort of achievement that you have to work towards before you get the next one. If you know what I mean, it's not an overwhelming achievement to, oh God, I don't know how to word what I want to say
It's only
now.
half a stone away every time, isn't it, to your
That's
next
it. Yeah.
trainers?
Yeah. It just
Yeah.
feels more achievable than maybe a stone or, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Now, you talked about your mum. I'm just thinking your family and your friends have been on this journey with you.
Yeah.
What are they feeling and thinking about the mum they've got? I mean, so super glamorous. Like, you are sat here oozing glamour, where I'm like, literally. What are their thoughts and feelings about you now?
Yeah, so I've got two sons and a daughter. Well, my youngest is 12, so he doesn't say a lot, you know, boys, 12-year-old, but my 19-year-old son, who doesn't normally say a lot at all, has actually been really, especially since all this has happened, since he's found out I'm the Greatest Loser and for 2026, and he actually told me he was proud of me, which was lovely because that's not something I hear very often from him. and he actually sent me a couple of pictures that he found of when I was 35 stone, and he said, like, look at you, mum, you're just a whole different person. I'm so proud of you. So that's really lovely. And my daughter, yeah, she's like a mini me. But yeah, no, she's immensely proud of me too. And all my family, yeah, like they're all really supportive. My mum and dad are very supportive. And obviously my partner, Stephen, he's just been amazing on this journey. He came into the journey sort of halfway through, but he's just, yeah, he's amazing.
Is he there? Is
Is he there?
Stephen
Because we
there?
keep looking to the side, like, oh, Oh yeah,
hello.
he's here. Yes, he's here.
Where's
He
Stephen? Go on. Give us a little
might come
wave, Stephen.
downstairs and support me.
Go on, give us a little
Oh
wave. Give us
no.
your hand. Hello.
Yes, there you go.
Lying up
Oh, he's
there.
having a lie down.
I'm
Hiya,
trying to like be casual with it and just, be here for support. And
darling.
obviously when the young 12-year-old decides to kick off and start shouting, go up there and calm him down and tell him
Oh.
to shut up.
Oh, like my husband with my small child barricaded in the other room. We totally feel you here. Hello.
Oh, good on you, Stephen. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
It's been an amazing journey for Fiona. I'm very proud of her.
Oh, big up for love. I mean, Vicky, like you, when Fiona came, it must have told you about I had this choice. I got a date given to me for this gastric bypass. That must have been like, gosh, such a powerful conversation for you to have of like, you know, that belief that Fiona had been given, I guess, from you and your group that this works.
Yeah, absolutely. I think from really early on, I just sort of said to Fiona, just take it as it comes. Just follow the plan and see what happens. If you decide to do that, you know, Slimming World will absolutely be there for you. You can continue your weight loss journey in group. So I never tried to talk her out of it at all, because it 100% is Fiona's choice. And we do support members who take weight loss medication and have surgery as well. So she knew she had that support regardless. But I think Fiona saw for herself, you know, how much she was loving food optimizing. And I remember Fiona saying she didn't want to go through the risk of surgery when she's got three children. You know, it carries a big life risk when you have such big operations. And she said, I want to eat normally, and I want to cook normally, and I want to to just be healthy and make great food choices. And so when she saw she was doing that, I had a feeling she would stick with Slimming World. I had a strong feeling. And obviously I was really glad that she chose to stay with Food Optimizing, because I knew that she had it in her right from the beginning. She, even though she was sad and she was, you know, she was really shy, she just had a twinkle in her eye. And I think that just rhymed, actually. She was just a real powerhouse from really early on in her journey. And yeah, she's been amazing.
You can see the twinkle in your eye. Like, you can see that you are like, I'm doing this. Back off. Just wait, but you can see that. You know, when people see the title of this, a lot of people will click on this out of curiosity, like, wow, this is an incredible achievement. And there'll be people listening who are sat thinking, I need to do that. You know, if you could go back and give yourself a piece of advice that night you walked in the group, if anybody's listening, what would that bit of advice be, do you think?
I think the advice would be I think it's just about, just look, don't overthink it. Just take one meal at a time, one day at a time. And when, you know, if you have a bad day or on the scales, or if you just have a bad day in general, don't worry. Tomorrow's a new day. Draw a line. Start again. One meal doesn't have to write off the whole week.
Yeah.
I like that saying. Vicky says that a lot in group, and that is something that always sticks with me. It does. When, like, you know, we're only human. We do have times when we, you know, have something that maybe is not on plan, and then you think, oh, well, if I've had that, then I'll just go and reach for something else. And then before you know it, you're spiraling and what have you. And it's just about, okay, just be kind to yourself. Just be kind to yourself. You've got this. Draw the line. Tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah. And actually, you know what? Thinking about, like, on the article, it shares some of the things that you did for the first. And if you think about where you were then and where you are now, I mean, look here, January 2022, you started walking to improve your fitness. Then the next month, you booked a session with a personal trainer. I mean, then you've joined a gym for solo workouts later on in that year in October. So that's a heck of a confidence boost, isn't it? And then you walked 5K to raise money for Alzheimer's Society.
I did.
You wore a pair of knee-high boots, you bought a sparkly Christmas dress, and you braved a bicycle for the first time in 30 years last year.
Yes, I mean, I did. Yes, I did.
You are, you know, like you say, that confidence, but also it sounds like it's not just necessarily about all about the food optimizing now. This is also about the activity and the fact that you want to get out there and move more as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, joining the gym was just, it did start off with a PT. For me, that was the best way to start. It wasn't in a gym. She had her own little gym in her garden, and I would go there, and it was a one-to-one session, and it felt comfortable. It felt like a safe space for me to start to get some confidence. And after I'd done that for a while, I thought, actually, I think I could probably go to the gym now. So went and joined a gym, and again, nervous, probably felt going into that gym the first day, I felt going into Slimming World, because you're around all these people and you think, oh, you know, they're all really buff and really, like, you know, gym people, slim and blah blah blah. But I made friends at the gym too. So, you know, I made friends there, and, you know, every time you go in, hi Fee, and yeah, they again, that they just made it so comfortable and easy for me too. So yeah, and yeah, it's just gone from there, really. I love a bit of gym. I love walking, and my son had his bike in the garden, and I was looking at it, and I thought to myself, is it true that once you ride a bike, you never forget? So out it came, and I got on it, and yeah, you don't. Once you know how to ride a bike, you know. So I got on it, and off I went, and I loved it. It just, like, again, like, to tell myself 35 stone ago, when I was at 35 stone, you're going to get on a bike. Like, what? No. No. But yeah, I loved it. And actually, it is something that me and Steve have spoke about, actually just getting ourselves bikes and actually be doing bike tricks now, going out and about. And yeah.
Get a tandem. You know, one in the front, one in the back. No, it's a bit too far. Is that too
Yeah,
far?
there was a fight over who sits on the front and who sits on the back.
No, thank you.
Do what I did and get an e-bike. It's way more
Yes.
fun.
Really?
Oh yeah, much more fun. Then you can pack all your snacks on the back as well. That's very important.
Until it's just to push it up a hill. That's when you don't
That
like it,
yeah, that's why I
really.
had to do the other day. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
exhausting.
Oh, bless
Do
her.
you know what? I think the Fiona of 35 Stone would be looking back going, well done, I am so proud of you. Like, I'm just thinking about the hope that you are giving other people, having been crowned this, you the ripples that this is going to have and the lives that you're going to help change. I mean, Vicky, you must be like a proud sister, and the whole group must be just rooting for Fiona. I mean, how do you feel sat here tonight? You must feel incredible.
I think of myself like a proud mummy, even though
Aww.
not old enough to be Fiona's mum. But I do, I feel like it's like a mummy protective role. So excited about it. 23rd of February, we've known since. So it's been a long secret.
Oh, a brilliant, brilliant secret.
And also, I
Incredible.
suppose, this is what you do as a job, Vicky.
Yeah.
What does that feel like for you to be a consultant? Just so, I don't think always so many members really know what that role is really like and what it really entails.
It's the best job in the world. I say it all the time. It's so rewarding. It's like all jobs. Jobs can be hard, and there might be some parts of it you like more than others. But it's so rewarding, and a bit like what Fiona was saying about telling her children. And my children have not always known I've done Slimming World. I've done it since one was born and since one was small. And just sharing with them Fiona's success, and they're like, "Wow, that's what you do, Mum! Like, you really do help change lives." And I was like, "I absolutely do." I said, "I love it, absolutely love it, and I wouldn't do anything else at all."
Oh, gosh.
Vicky is a fabulous consultant, but you can tell that by her group. She's got like five amazing groups, and a lot of people, even if they end up leaving, they come back. Like I said, there's lots of faces that I've seen, return. Vicky's definitely got a very good, high. A lot of people got a respect for Vicky as a consumer consultant.
Yeah. And did you know what it is about Vicky that I see and that I see in all our consultants is that empathy and understanding, like that non-judgment, and you get it, you really do. Vicky's also so inspiring because she plays netball, and it's something I've never ever been able to do is play netball.
I
And
love netball.
you
Nearly
do,
as
don't you? You love,
well.
yeah. Vicky's like, yesterday, I'm playing netball. I was like, I've not played netball since I was 15. I can't think of anything worse. But you literally embody body magic and food optimizing, and that just oozes
What?
out, doesn't it?
Anybody can play netball, Anna. I play with men and women. I play with people from 16 up to 76, and there's walking netball.
Is
You
there?
don't have to run. You can go to walking netball. You don't jump, you don't run.
It's more the ball that troubles me. Like catching it and throwing
Ball
it,
is quite hazardous. I did have two black eyes the other week where I got a ball in the nose.
I broke my finger at school playing it. And I was the dyslexic, dyspraxic, overweight kid, so I couldn't catch the ball. I couldn't run. I'm just scarred by it. But you give me hope about netball that one day, maybe 86 on my Zimmer frame, I'll do walking netball. But
I
yeah.
just think, like with activity, just like how Fiona was talking about walking and the love for riding the bike. I just love moving, and it's just finding something that makes you smile. And when we talk about activity in group, and we was talking about a feature on the app today about the mood changing activity 7-day challenge. And I just said, all of these things will make you smile. They might make you feel silly, I said, but they will make you smile. And that, alongside the food optimizing for me, is what is like the golden ticket. At the beginning of my journey, activity was not a part of it at all. But it's something that I've grown to love because I can do it now. I've lost the weight,
Yeah, well, if people missed out last week, we did Move Your Mood and we looked at that challenge that you just mentioned, Vicky. It's a members Brucey bonus episode, and it includes 7 minutes of me and Anna testing some of these activities that are available as part of this challenge, whilst me knocking a microphone over almost and Anna headbutting her light lampshade. So
Okay.
that's
And netball
waiting
wasn't
for you.
involved. Thank goodness.
No, that's there. Fiona and Vicky, it's been fantastic to meet you both. And we wish you, you know, the best in the celebrating that you're both going to do. And especially you, Fiona, you're going to the ball. How exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Another excuse to wear a sparkly dress. I love it. I mean, they must have an excuse to put a sparkly dress on, but yeah.
Swimming world is all about the glitter. It really absolutely. Is. It's like, yeah, absolutely.
And that's me. I'm a bling girl. Ask anybody. I love it. So I'm really excited for that.
A dream come true.
Yeah. I've heard about it for years and now I actually get to live it, which is amazing.
Oh. Wow. Well, you've definitely proved that the opposite of isolation is connection.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
That is what your story screams from the rooftops, and long may that continue. Thank you so much for speaking to us, and you as well, Vicky.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having, you know, giving me this opportunity. It's been amazing. Thank you.
Oh. Now, next week, we are going to be hearing from more consultants, just like Vicky, actually, who are going to be talking about really their role of how they came to be there and really how Slimming World has changed their lives. It's going to be an inspirational, emotional one as we hand over the reins of the podcast to the consultants. Very, very exciting. If you'd like to come and have a little nosy, we'll put some clips of this interview on our Instagram. Maybe we'll slip in a clip of Steve in there. How about that, Fiona?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
If anyone's listened to the podcast, they won't have seen Steve. So you can we'll do a screenshot of Steve and put that on our Instagram this week. But anyway, poor Steve.
I'm not very photogenic.
Look, we're here to have fun, and that's exactly what we want. You now have a great week, and we'll be back very soon.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.